The witch had a cat and a very tall hat and long ginger hair which she wore in a plait. How the cat purred and how the witch grinned as they sat on their broomstick and flew through the wind. But how the witch wailed and how the cat spat when the wind blew so wildly it blew off her hat. "Down!" cried the witch, and they flew to the ground. They searched for the hat, but no hat could be found. In the great green room there was a telephone and a red balloon and a picture of the cow jumping over the moon. And there were three little bears sitting on chairs, and two little kittens and a pair of mittens, and a little toy house and a young mouse, and a bowl and a brush, and a bowl full of mush, and a quiet old lady who was whispering, "Hush." Jack left the road and headed into the woods. The trees were lit with golden late afternoon light. "Come here," called Annie. There she was, standing under a tall oak tree. "Look," she said. She was pointing at a rope ladder, the longest rope ladder Jack had ever seen. "Wow," he whispered. The ladder went all the way up to the top of the tree. There, at the top, was a treehouse.
"Won't! Won't!" Michael cried naughtily.
Mrs. Darling left the room to get a chocolate for him, and Mr. Darling thought this showed want of firmness.
"Mother, don't pamper him," he called after her.
"Michael, when I was your age, I took my medicine without a murmur. I said, 'Thank you, kind parents, for giving me bottles to make me well.'"
He really thought that this was true, and Wendy, who was now in her nightgown, believed it also, and she said, to encourage Michael, "That medicine you sometimes take, Father, is much nastier, isn't it?"
"Ever so much nastier," Mr. Darling said bravely, "and I would take it now as an example to you, Michael, if I hadn't lost the bottle."